I'm Marco Wortman. You're with The World. Florida took a couple of direct hits from Hurricane Irma back in September. Other than that, though, Floridians were spared the worst of this year's unprecedented Atlantic storm season. But the state still faces a serious threat from rising seas and stronger storms as our planet warms up. And much of Florida has yet to really wake up to that threat. But at least one small town is taking it very seriously. From our Livable Planet desk, here's Deepa Fernandez.
Hey, look at this. How? Look, look. Big manatee.
Lynn Bauer and Harold Wanless are standing on the edge of a lagoon in the city of Satellite Beach, just south of Cape Canaveral. And they've caught sight of a manatee bobbing just under the dock where they're standing.
Isn't he beautiful? Hi there.
A sea turtle swims by and nudges the manatee. Then another turtle paddles by.
Yeah, they hang out together.
Bauer and Wanless are visitors to Satellite Beach, but they can't help imagining what it would be like to live in a place this magical.
You know, I look out here and it just seems so idyllic. It seems...
It is. It's lovely here. What a great place to live. Except...
Except not all is as idyllic here as it seems.
You have to understand that when you get a storm surge of 10 feet, 12 feet, your first floor is going to be almost entirely underwater. You have to understand that king tides and heavy rainfalls are going to flood your areas.
You see, Satellite Beach, like most of Florida's east coast, is a barrier island, basically just a long, low sand dune barely above sea level. And as climate change pushes sea levels up and adds more punch to storms, places like this are extremely vulnerable to flooding. And it's not just some future threat.
We're here at Shell Street, which is one of our beach parks, and it's what we probably consider the highest eroding area of Brevard County, actually.
Courtney Barker is the city manager of Satellite Beach. She also grew up in the area. We step out onto a walkway leading to the shoreline. To the left and right, homes are perched precariously on the dunes.
We've already had a house that's lost its pool. Its deck is now teetering on the edge, and the rest of the homes are on the edge.
Climate change is already here in Satellite Beach, and the local government is trying to stay ahead of it. They're shoring up some areas with imported sand and have begun trying to buy up other threatened properties and turn them into parks. They're also raising some roads to deal with flooding. Barker drives me back over to the lagoon side of the island, away from the sea. It's basically downtown. We stop at the fire station. City Hall is across the street.
This intersection has the post office, our community center.
She points down the road towards the town's high school, middle school, and elementary school.
As well as two churches.
And not long ago, part of this area was underwater.
We had a rain event about a week after Irma, and we had to actually tow people out of the area.
The Public Works Department, the Police Department, both are flooded multiple times this year. This very area is projected to be sitting in water by 2050. So under Barker's leadership, Satellite Beach commissioned a block-by-block study of the city, and they're using it to develop a plan to respond to rising water.
Planning is so less expensive than reacting. You're talking $100,000 to plan and millions of dollars to react.
That includes buying property to move critical infrastructure like the fire station, putting in bigger pipes to drain away floodwaters, raising roads and restoring dunes. All important stuff, but a tiny city like Satellite Beach can only do so much on its own.
In or after Irma, we had 2 million gallons of raw sewage dumped into the lagoon because the high water table infiltrated water in and it overwhelmed the system.
John Fergus is a retired military veteran who's been active in city efforts.
The county owns that. We don't own it. Florida Power and Light owns the substation. Florida Department of Transportation owns A1A that's near the beach and State Road 513.
Okay, you get the picture. Satellite Beach doesn't control key parts of its infrastructure. And in the county, it's the only city planning for climate change. When I called Brevard County itself to interview someone about planning for flooding or erosion, I was repeatedly told that was the domain of emergency responders. No planning, just funds to respond. Harold Wanless, who I met by the lagoon with the Mantees, is not surprised. He may be a visitor here, but he knows the lay of the land and the water. He's chair of the geology department at the University of Miami and a leading expert on climate change, sea level rise, and barrier islands.
Who needs to kind of be at the head of this?
You know, the way it's turning out, it looks like it's the city governments and the town councils that are going to have to take charge. We have a total denial in our current governor.
Wanless is talking about Republican Rick Scott. It's been widely reported that under his leadership, state officials have even been told not to use the words climate change or global warming in official communications. Scott's office has said no such policy exists and didn't return a call for this story. But denial of the problem is widespread in Florida. In the absence of leadership from the top, Wanless applauds the efforts of Satellite Beach to prepare for higher water. Yet, he can't help but wonder if it's all just postponing the inevitable.
Wouldn't it be cheaper, you know, to help people move on rather than having to try to reestablish an infrastructure in a place that's now too vulnerable, too low to make it really work? You know, you could use that money to help people relocate.
Then Wanless gazes back out at the beauty of the lagoon, entranced. He knows there's no easy solution here. How do you ask people to let go of the place they live in and love? But the question is always lurking in the background here.
Ultimately, in the latter half of this century, there will have to be some sort of organized or disorganized retreat off of these low-lying areas and onto higher ground.
That's Randall Parkinson at Florida International University's Sea Level Research Center, who did the sea level rise study for the city.
And how that has worked out right now, nobody knows, but they are beginning to talk about it at least.
For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Satellite Beach, Florida.